all four. Roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on Z104.
Hey, you missed War of the Roses last week because I was gone, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we replay.
Play an old one? All right, well, let's do a brand new one then. We got a lot of people emailing us, so we have the list of emails. It's like so big. I'm like, we can't get to everybody. This week, we're getting to Nate, though. Good morning, Nate.
Hey, guys.
So who are we putting to the test today?
My wife, Becca.
Okay, and this is where things get tricky. So now explain the current experiment going on between you and your wife, Becca.
So right now, Becca and I are in a trial separation, which is something our counselor we see suggests we try. And we're keeping it a secret, pretty much. The only people who know are a couple of really close friends, but nobody else. Our families don't know. Our kids don't know. Pretty much nobody else on the planet knows.
Okay, right. And you said there are rules to this setup, correct?
Yeah. We sleep in different beds. We don't show affection. No hand-holding, even. Obviously, we don't have sex with each other. And the idea is that by the end of this, we either know if we miss each other or feel better off without each other.
Okay. Now, this leads us to why we're calling your wife. You believe she might be violating one of the rules of this arrangement?
Yeah, I've been told by somebody, and I can't say who, but they said that Becca has already gotten with somebody else behind my back.
Okay. And by gotten with, are we just talking messing around or the whole enchilada here?
I don't know exactly. I don't even know if the rumor's true.
Okay, but if it is, that would be bad.
If it is, then why am I trying so hard to go through all this and follow these dumb rules and try to save my marriage?
Right. So our job is to find out if some extracurricular stuff is going on, which War of the Roses is a great test for, especially the female version, because this is the pantygram test. So let's call up Becca. We'll put her to the test. You'll get to hear who she picks to send her free pantygram to and what she puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and before we get started, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah, let's do it.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with Rebecca please.
This is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. My name is Natalie, and I'm calling from the Victoria's Secret Promotions Department. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for asking. So the reason I'm calling is because we did a promotion last month for Valentine's Day, and all of our winners were contacted through email, but unfortunately, a lot of our winners either never got the email because we had their addresses wrong or the emails ended up in their spam folder, you know, of course, by mistake. Anyway, you were one of our winners, so I was calling to let you know you can still redeem your prize if you wanted to.
Wait, wow, are you serious? I don't think I got an email from you guys.
Yeah, like I said, you probably did, but it probably ended up in your junk email folder or something. So do you have a few minutes? I can tell you about the prize if you want.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so it's called the VS Pantygram, and the way it works is you get to choose somebody to receive it. And we send that person a personalized message note from you, but instead of this boring note that says, thinking of you, we send them a little box with a pair of real lace panties inside, and the panties come with a note, and you can put whatever you want on there. So the box gets open, there's sexy panties inside, and the note will say something like, thanks for last night, or can't wait for this weekend, you know, things like that.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it was meant to be for Valentine's Day, you know, a Valentine's gift, but we're letting our late winners put whatever they want on the note instead.
Okay, I gotcha. Do I get to offend one of these?
Yes, and the whole thing is paid for by us, so it's completely free. Did you want to give it a try?
Sure, why not?
Okay, fantastic. So I just need a couple of things from you. First, what color panties do you want to send? We have red, black, or pink.
Red is fine, I guess.
Okay, and who would you like to send your pantygram to? I need a first and last name, please.
I would like to send it to... Okay, first name's Nate, and last name is Bob.
And what do you want the message on the card to be? It could be whatever you want.
Put down, thanks for putting my angel in, coach. It means more to me than you know.
Well, that's a new one. We've never heard someone send one of these to their coach before.
No, he's my son's coach. He's really great.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. I was confused about the whole thanks for putting me in thing.
No, it's nothing like that. Actually, that would be a better message. Thanks for putting me in. Maybe I can put you in sometime. Oh my god, that's perfect. Put that instead.
Becca, what the f***? Coach Nate, are you f***ing serious? You're trying to screw our son's f***ing coach now? Or wait, have you already done it?
Wait, who is this?
It's your husband. Remember the guy who agreed to do this completely stupid f***ing trial separation with you because you promised we would end back up together? I guess that's not happening now.
Hold on a second. What are you doing on the phone?
Becca, this isn't actually Victoria's Secret. This is the Z Morning Zoo on Z104. Right now, you're on War of the Roses.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I can't believe I fell for this.
And I can't believe you're sleeping with our son's f***ing coach!
Wait, I thought you guys asked about flowers. Isn't that how this all works?
No, not always, no.
Becca! Can she even hear me?
Yeah, she can hear you.
So, you want to explain something, Becca? You got anything to say?
Yeah, we really shouldn't probably talk about this. We need to talk about it when you get home. I'm not going to participate in any of this. I'm sorry.